For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We love our opportunity to talk to Mike Florio, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Michael, good morning. How are you?
Good. Did I read correctly that this show is now simulcast on Chicago Sports Network? Is that true?
That's true.
That is accurate.
You saw that, right?
I will do my best to not pick my nose and eat it like a certain quarterback did on the sideline the other night.
That'd be good, Mike. That's a good start.
who would imagine that cameras might be on a high-profile future Hall of Fame quarterback everywhere he went? There's no secret spot. There's no Spalding and Caddyshack moment where you can pick your nose and eat it when you are a future Hall of Fame quarterback on the sideline in an NFL game.
I'm sure it was somebody else's fault.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure.
Oh, that's so beautiful.
It's the booger's fault.
It's the booger's fault. Yeah.
Hey, Mike, I was heartily disappointed to read that Chris Godwin will need ankle surgery. Goodness gracious. Mike Evans hurts his hammy, and then Godwin has that injury. It is really kind of a bad moment in Tampa.
And to see Mike Evans in agony after aggravating the hamstring injury, anybody that's had a hamstring injury knows that if he creates that kind of pain, it's a serious hamstring injury. The moderate pull feels like he got Charlie horsed. A tear really hurts. And I've never had one so bad that I was in agony like he was. So I think just based on what we saw last night, he's going to be out for a while. Godwin potentially out for the rest of the year. And an interesting debate over when to take the foot off the gas, when to concede, when to take the starters off the field. They're down 10 points with less than a minute to play. Crazier things have happened. And we drilled down on this on PFT Live today. I think that the fact that the Buccaneers failed to use their timeouts when the Lions were mismanaging the clock late in the playoff game in Detroit, that might have prompted what we saw last night. Because in the aftermath of blowing a golden opportunity to get the ball back down 8 in a playoff game, Todd Bowles and the coaching staff may have decided we are never, ever, ever conceding. We are never assuming it's over. We are never taking our foot off the gas, and we saw the downside of that last night.
Mike, admit it. Did you wonder in the first half that there was something wrong with Derrick Henry? And then he comes in the second half and continues to have a great season. He has 873 yards, but I wonder what was going on. Why didn't they use him in the first half?
Well, I think that they understand strategically that the thing to do is save him for later in the game, if you can. And they did, and he went crazy in the second half after doing barely anything in the first half. So, yeah, it was weird. He had his helmet off. He wasn't involved. We kind of saw that early in the year, too. There was a period in the game against the Chiefs where he was there but not playing for a while. And it's like, how much are they going to lose this guy? And here he is through seven games on pace to set the single-season rushing record. It's one thing to say it through two or three games. Through seven games, you're pretty deep into the season. If this guy stays healthy, could he really challenge a record that we thought in today's NFL would never fall, a 40-year-old record that Adrian Peterson got close to 12 years ago? I think Derrick Henry could. And then the question becomes, who's the MVP? You get split votes between Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry, and somebody else pulls the inside straight and wins it.
I'm curious, Mike, when you look at the Bears coming off their bye week and now going to Washington and Jaden Daniels likely to play, but maybe not. He's got I found it curious to use the term week to week. But I wonder, they had a bye week and then found every team ahead of them in the division. Like, that's a tough division, but everyone got to five wins with the Vikings losing their first game. What do you make of the conference or the division and how good it is?
Well, it's one of the best divisions we've seen in recent years. In theory, all four teams could make the playoffs because there are three wild card spots. And I've been following the NFC North, prior to that, the NFC Central closely since I first discovered football when I was a little kid and decided I liked the purple helmets with the white horns on them, even though I didn't know they were horns when I was a little kid. And there's always been a bad team. There's always been one of the teams that just stinks in the division. It was the Bears for a while, then it was the Lions, it was the Packers. When the Bucks were there, they used to have the Bay of Pigs game twice a year. This is the first time, top to bottom, they've all been great. And there are going to be some games as the season unfolds. You got Lions Packers coming up in a couple of weeks. There's going to be some games that are going to go a long way toward determining who that one seed is in the conference. And I have a feeling that the way it's potentially going to play out, week 18, Minnesota at Detroit, it's going to be like the last game of the regular season between the Giants and the Cowboys in 93, where the winner's the one seed, the loser's the wild card. It could be that, but the Packers and the Bears are going to have something to say about it before it gets to that point.
Mike, do you respect Rod Mayo for calling his team soft, or do you think he lost the locker room?
I don't know that he lost the locker room, because as Devin McCourty said on today's PFT Live, he wouldn't say anything publicly that he hadn't already said to them privately. I'm more fascinated by this Shakespearean level drama that I think he's caught between Robert Kraft and Bill Belichick, because you got Belichick taking a shot at Mayo, but is he really taking a shot at Mayo? Is he taking a shot at Kraft? Is he taking a shot at the team generally? And it was just odd, as Devin pointed out, because he knows Belichick well, to hear Belichick say he feels bad for the players who were called soft. He said it's the first time in my life I've ever heard Bill say he ever feels bad about anything when it comes to a player. So it's here's the thing. You got to be careful as a head coach with what you say. How you deal with the media, I think, is much higher in importance on the list of things a coach does than people realize. He could talk his way out of this job if he keeps it up. And we've seen plenty of coaches fired after 1 year. I'm not saying it will happen, should happen. My point is, you got to be careful what you say, because you can stack up enough of these unfortunate comments that when we get to the end of the season, Robert Kraft says, I'm sorry, I just have to make a change.
Mike, you're the best. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, guys.
That is Mike Florio. He's an old-time Vikings fan dating back to the old black and blue division.
Back to the Fran Tarkenton days, yeah, followed by Tommy Kramer.
That's right.
And et cetera, et cetera.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.